This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But taking a look now at another country slightly closer to home, Indonesia's GDP expansion slowed to 5.05% in the second quarter of this year. And this is from 5.27% in the same period last year, partly due to the fall in exports. That said, private consumption hiked 5.2% in the lead up to the Raya holidays, and that does make up for more than half of the GDP.
What do you do without Raya, right? But despite all that, the growth rate meeting annual average of 5% in recent years, and this is the slowest expansion in 2 years. So at the same time, if we look at the statistics, according to Indonesian Statistics Agency, there's some doubt whether the government will meet its growth target of 5.3% for year 2019.
Now, the plus thing about Indonesia is it's somewhat isolated from the Asian global supply chains. So there will be some minimal effect from the US-China trade war. However, they are a major exporter of commodities such as palm oil and even things like iron and coal. So any decline in those prices will, of course, affect their economic growth.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning, Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research Institute. Thank you for joining us, Boon Soon. So do you think that the Indonesia numbers were disappointing?
I think it's a bit of a surprise to me that general consensus feeling a bit disappointed. Because I look at the growth itself, and it was still at around 5.1%. If you compare with the first quarter, it was still also at around that kind of growth. And therefore, it's a surprise to me that, you know, the general consensus felt a bit of disappointed. Because under this current challenging external economic environment, and it would be quite good, actually, for Indonesians that are able to actually sustain at a growth of 5.1%. Indeed, we have seen that, you know, both private and public consumption growth pick up during the quarter. And we believe, you know, the increase was due to the election during the April. Also, I think this is the first time that we saw private consumption pick up, you know, after it has stuck at around 5% growth in the last three consecutive quarters.
And Peck, what do you make of the numbers that came out of Indonesia then?
Export growth might be still a bit of a disappointment, but that's not really a surprise, given that, you know, rising trade tension between U.S. and China. We have seen also, you know, that has caused a slowdown in global demand, and therefore, you know, commodity exports for Indonesia. We have also seen that investment growth didn't really pick up during the quarter. So if there's any disappointment, that could be one of them. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, the current economic environment is rather challenging. So because of all these uncertainties, quite understandable that businesses tend to be more cautious in terms of investment. And at the same time, also because of the elections, you know, so the government might have a slowdown in terms of the investment projects disbursement somewhat. In any case, we expect Indonesian economy to stay stable in the second half of this year. And for the full year, we are looking at a growth of 5.1% versus 5.2% recorded in 2018.
What else can the Indonesian government do to push growth, though, Peck?
I believe in this current challenging external economic environment, you know, having a large domestic base economy like Indonesia is likely to have an advantage. Of course, the government could always put out more measures, you know, to drive domestic growth through higher fiscal spending to cushion the negative impact from slowing export growth. We look at Indonesians' the fiscal deficit, you know, they are projecting that, you know, this year's deficit will be at around 1.8% of GDP. And this is almost the same level as what it was recorded in 2018. This suggests that there's still room for Indonesian to actually increase its fiscal spending in order to cushion the negative impact. How can it do it? It can always increase its financial support for low-income group in order to support private consumption. And we also believe that, you know, after the election is over, the government is likely to speed up its investment disbursements in infrastructure spending in the second half of the year in order to push growth. Meanwhile, if you look at it, you know, Jokowi's re-elections for a second term should provide support to the overall investments as well, because businesses are feeling more confidence on the continuity of Jokowi's current policies. Also, you know, we have seen that the government have done a lot of measures to actually improve investment environments in Indonesia. So I guess those measures should slowly help to actually encourage private investments in that country.
And taking a look back home, Peck, so what are your expectations for Malaysia? Do you see any soft spots here?
What we have seen is that growth has weakened to 4.5% in the first quarter of this year. But second quarter, it looks like it was holding up pretty well. It sort of like have the same story like what happened in Philippines. We saw that the export growth actually turned around to record a modest growth of 0.2%. Yeah, it was minus 0.7% in the first quarter. So with imports contracted during the quarter, you are going to see that again, you know, the net export will likely contribute positively to the second quarter's GDP growth. And we are looking at a slight improvement to maybe around 4.6% in the second quarter. But having to say that, I guess domestic demand, we look at it, things are still not really encouraging. We are going to see that the private-public investment may continue to stay sluggish in the second quarter of the of this year due to economic uncertainties, and we have heard things on the ground that, you know, businesses are still complaining that the situations are quite difficult and they are still having difficulties in taking in the foreign labors. Private consumption, you know, the main pillar of economic growth, might have also softened in the second quarter as consumers slow down purchases after they front-loaded their buying in the third quarter of last year during the tax holiday period. Further out in the second half, given that, you know, the trade tension between U.S. and China worsened, it looks like our export may continue to suffer as we move forward. And private consumption, again, would likely to moderate further given the high base effect that we experienced last year.
And that was, thank you very much. That was Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research Institute, with an expectation of a 4.6% GDP growth in the second quarter of this year.
Yeah, but I think he does highlight one thing, which is that private investment looks weak in the coming quarters. And interesting, he mentioned what he found on the ground, which is what the grouses are of local businessmen, one of which is they say that it's hard to find foreign labour. Because there has been some restrictions. But I don't know whether in the longer term, our dependence on foreign labour is necessarily good for our economy, because that's one of the reasons why we continue to have a low-wage environment.
Yeah. And it's definitely that I had that motivation to really want to invest on technology, isn't it? I mean, so if you go hard on this, like for example, Singapore, then maybe that would probably push companies to really look into it.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.